Episode 1316 is Your Bedroom, Your Sanctuary.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is Saturday, and that means it's Relationship Builders Day. I pray that you have nothing on your schedule except for maybe some relaxation, rejuvenation. We all need some downtime, and if you've started school, you definitely have an excuse to chill out. The question of the day is your bedroom your sanctuary? How do you answer? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. This episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Are you ready for something extraordinary in your life? Are you ready to create your now? The lifestyle that you've been dreaming about, thinking about, putting off, creating these excuses that frankly don't exist except within your mind. You want to be sure that you are signed up, either going directly to createyournow.com and clicking there on the link for the AIM Academy as it will be starting here in the fall. You want to be the first to know. And here at the podcast, you will have the inside scoop. Well, is your bedroom your sanctuary? A place where you feel safe and secure, where love abounds and forgiveness is the lifeline. Every great relationship needs a love cave. Yeah, I know. We talk about man caves and then there's craft rooms. Yes, those are the ones that are the lady caves. But we tend to let our love cave fade away and not be a priority in the home. It's the last thing on our list, right? We might get the toilet clean before we wash the bed sheets or pick up the toys that are on the floor that have been there now for 2 weeks that you continually trip on in the middle of the night. If you ask anyone, what is the heart of the home? The answer is the kitchen. Yeah, it is. And we kind of shop that way, right? We want that room to look nice. We want the extended room wherever you hang out as a family. But we leave the true heart of the home, the bedroom, out. We forget about it. You see, the heart of the home starts and ends in the bedroom. Are you surprised? Well, it is. That's your special, refined space. It's a protective area for just the two of you. Life bombards you with mountaintops and valleys, some filled with bright sunny days and others with damp fog and thunderstorms. Why add to the busyness and fragment your love in between the cracks and crevices of your day? Most of us are doing that. We're just kind of fumbling along, juggling things, and whatever happens to fall, that's what we work towards. Shattered pieces of your heart takes time to mend. And time is not on your side. You're too busy. When you create a bedroom and you make it a sanctuary, a safe place, a place where you can come together as one, you're creating a time, carving out time that says, when we're here, this is for us. This is us. But I have to ask you this, what does your bedroom represent? What does it give you? Maybe it's frustration and headaches. Feelings of emptiness and anxiety, fatigue and failed dreams, drama and shouting matches. That sounds too much like a sanctuary of madness. But it's unfortunate that most of us are living in that. We put our, best foot forward. We mask our house when it comes to, oh, look, I've got everything all nice and tidy in two rooms. But the most important room, the bedroom, is left unattended. And you barely come in at night and crash. Harsh words are exchanged, but no love. And you wonder why you're having a difficult time communicating with one another. You're having a difficult time understanding, gosh, why are we not on the same page? What is it? Well, you're both are irritated with each other and you have a space that is just adding to the chaos. And your excuse of, I'm too busy, I don't have time for that, I really need to be doing these other things, leaves you what? Dangling in your own mess. It's a sanctuary of madness. You want to remove that. And I know for when I talk to couples and I talk to women especially, they don't think about the bedroom. They don't want to talk about the bedroom. The good old SEX is like a bad three-letter word, even though it's a gift to us from God. And this isn't what this episode is about. It's not that wonderful three-letter word if used properly. But it's the whole picture. What you're creating in the bedroom. And this space doesn't have to be elaborate. It doesn't have to be something that you go and spend thousands upon thousands upon thousands of dollars. Do you know that I just recently, I'm saying within the last month, that recent, it's been after the move, and I don't think we've had the new set now for even a month. But we had our old bedding set was just 6 months younger than our youngest. And our youngest just started eighth grade. He's 14 years old. No, he's not. Yes, he is. I don't know what age he is. Yes, he's 14 years old. But the bedspread itself, the whole unit, was 15 years old. And I looked at that thing and thought, oh my goodness. And I told my mom, I said, I really have got to do something. Now, it was high quality. I got it on sale when I first got it. That was really when, you know, we were just barely making ends meet and my husband was getting out there and going into private practice. And it was just a different life back then. But I was able to afford this set that I got on clearance. You can't find it, and it's not made anymore. In fact, the quality isn't there because now I think they die after like 3 years, bedding sets too. I don't know what it is, why they make them the way they do. But anyway, that's for another episode. I share this with you because we don't talk about the bedroom. And the bedroom is sacred ground for you as a couple. It shouldn't be shouting matches and drama. It shouldn't be filled with fatigue and failed dreams. It shouldn't be feelings of emptiness and anxiety, frustration and headaches. Your bedroom must be a sanctuary for the two of you to come together. Now, is that easy to do? No. Does it take work? Yes. But you know the answer to that, right? Anything worth having is worth working for and towards. Make your bedroom your sanctuary. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Make your bedroom your sanctuary. Your master bedroom needs to reflect you as a couple, the two of you. It needs to help build upon your relationship, not take away from it. Leave the drama at the door. I want you to think about how you decorate a room. You've got color and style, furniture, bedroom, artwork, right? All of that represents something. Think about the color. The color sets the mood. Now, I'm not saying that you need to go out and redecorate your bedroom. No, because I'm going to connect this here in just a minute. So hang in there with me. What I want you to do is think outside the box when it comes to your bedroom and how you're utilizing this room, this space. In my opinion, it's a coveted sanctuary for you as a couple. So color, it sets the mood. Style, less is more. A bedroom shouldn't be burdensome. Keep it simple. You know all those toys? You don't need to have all the toys there. You probably have one other room that those toys can go in. Even if it's all over the family room, it's better to trip on them there than in your bedroom. Furniture. Furniture are the tools that let you be you as a couple. It serves you as a couple. I love my children to death, but do not have a storage bin of toys in your room for your children. Now, different story if you're in a studio and there's three of you in a studio or something like that, or four of you, however it works, then that's for a different conversation. But most of us have one, two, three different rooms, not counting the kitchen or the family room. So don't allow your room to be cluttered with all the other stuff that really shouldn't be in there in the first place. Your furniture needs to be the tools that let you be you as a couple. You don't have to have nightstands. You can sleep on the floor. So long as it is feeding you all as a couple, you all agree together. What about the bedding? This is the touchy-feely part. It needs to be inviting and invigorating. Use various textiles to add warmth and calm. This is where you want to come together as one. I know a lot of men and women kind of clash when it comes to color or their the looks of how things are, so the material. And it may be, I don't want flowers or I don't like stripes or whatever. Y'all need to work that out together. It's so important. You know, for us, I've been looking for a bedding set. You know, that one that I replaced that was 15 years old. I kid you not. One of these days, I will get those out and put them side by side. I probably have an old picture somewhere of us. You know, now our bedroom, understand this. Our bedroom is open to our children. And when they were younger, oh yes, our kids would come and pile in and we would watch movies, and we still do that. It's still somewhat where, you know, they all just come in and we laugh about it because we can all be in our bathroom together. And I'm like, why do we have so many bedrooms in our house when we're all in one room majority of the time? And we just giggle. But it's true, right? Why do we do this? With the bed set, 15 years old. Did you know that I didn't want to wait 15 years to have it? I really wanted it about 7-8 years ago. But I couldn't find what made me happy, what made him happy, and the quality. And I wasn't just going to throw my money away. I just wasn't going to go, okay, I'll just get this for this year. But I knew because of how many children we have. I knew because of the animals. I knew because of how we have our lifestyle and those movie nights and family nights, and they're all coming in and jumping on the bed, that bedspread would not even last maybe 9 months. So why throw away good money? So I kept looking and looking and looking and looking, and finally we found something. And I love it. And he loves it. And it's wonderful. Bedding, the touchy-feely part. You want to be able to come together as one. Don't forget the artwork, right? Compliment you and your dreams as a couple. That's what it needs to reflect. It's not about, oh, I have to have this in our bedroom because, well, this is what I dreamt about when I was 12 years old and what I wanted in my master bedroom. You're a couple now. When you were having those dreams, it wasn't with your spouse now. The bedroom is a sacred place. It needs to be your sanctuary as a couple. So when you consider all of these attributes within a bedroom, your color, your style, your furniture, your bedding, your artwork, you're truly creating a space, a special place for what? Number one, refuge and restoration. You need that together as a couple. Ignite your passion for one another and then allow it to explode into the world. When you come together as one, you create a home. Think simple. It's refuge and restoration. Number two, it's a special place for relaxation and rejuvenation. Increase your strength together while letting go of the chaos built up throughout the day. You've got to be able to let go of the baggage that you brought in from your day. And that doesn't mean that you're someone who works in the corporate world. You could be a stay-at-home mom, but you still have baggage of your day. And it's unfortunate that we carry it into our bedrooms. We need to be able to just let it go. And allow that relaxation and rejuvenation of who? You as a couple. Your bedroom is also a special place, a sanctuary for rekindling your love daily. You got to work at it on a daily basis. Love isn't going to be there if it's just like left to happen. Doesn't work that way. Love is what? It's an action. Love is a verb. Rekindle your love daily. Now, what does that look like? You as a couple need to come and decide that. And yes, one of these episodes will talk about how to rekindle your love. We've already talked about that before on previous episodes, so you can go and listen back on those. But we can expand further on this. But the question you need to ask is, what do we need as a couple? And that may differ. Maybe you need a day where you just kind of sleep in and have a lazy day. But if you have young ones, we're talking newborn, infancy, into toddler, they're going to wake up. And when they wake up, who do they need? You. And so it makes it a little more challenging. So depending upon where you are in your life, the season that you're in is going to depend upon how you can rekindle your love daily. And it's going to vary day to day. And in fact, it should. Why? Because otherwise you're going to be bored with each other. No one wants to be bored. So use your imagination and rekindle your love daily. And number four, when you make your bedroom a sanctuary, you are creating a special place, the space for forgiveness. Forgiveness is the driver in your actions. If you want to create a strong marriage, you've got to have forgiveness built in. And that's the hardest thing you're ever going to do. Because you're going to get hurt when you love someone. That's all there is to it. But the hurt doesn't have to stay there. The hurt can melt away when you forgive. And when you take action in loving. That's a lot, and it's deep, I know. But I just wish and I pray that as couples today, because families are so important and we're not having these conversations as to how can we build a better marriage. It's kind of all surface talk. And really, I'm getting tired of it. I do a lot of reading. I do a lot of research. And there are a lot of awesome books out there, but a lot of them are saying the same thing over and over again, but just putting in different words, some fancier than others. Some things you're like, where did that word come from? I need my thesaurus. I need my dictionary. I don't even know what that is. Some of it's kind of too fruity, too fluffy. It makes light that the work of a marriage and what it takes to have an incredible marriage. It takes work. But I know you are willing to put it in. And forgiveness has got to be the driver in your actions. My husband sent me a sweet little text. And it was a little picture. And it was of this elderly couple. And the old man was pushing the shopping cart. And where was the woman? Hanging on as he pushed it. They were just having fun. Good old happy times. They may be old, but they have the heart of a child. The text read, "I hope this is us." This is us now. But he was saying, as time moves on, "I hope this is us." Your bedroom needs to be a sanctuary. You need to build a foundation within your bedroom, the sacred place, the coveted place, a place where you can be you as a couple. Giving that special place for refuge and restoration, relaxation and rejuvenation, allowing yourself to rekindle that love. So no matter what the day brings, you know that you too are always on the same page. Forgiveness is the driver of your actions. Maybe you're having a tough time. Marriage isn't easy. I know. I've walked a few of those storms. But I can tell you, by putting in the work and putting the time and sacrificing a little bit of your selfishness in order to give to someone else, it will explode and give you something more than you could ever imagine. It'll be explosive, a good kind of explosive. It'll be fireworks again. It'll be like, oh my gosh, this is just a different season and I see things differently. If you're wanting that back again in your marriage, if you are looking and trying to figure out why, we don't necessarily want to go back, but why can't we move forward? What's lacking? Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a free complimentary coaching call. Click on that link and that will begin our conversation. What are you waiting for? Create a sanctuary in your bedroom. It's never too late. We just celebrated 25 years. And remember, I just now replaced the bedding after we'd been living with the other bedding for like 15 years. It's never too late. But you have to still be willing, what? To do it. Is your bedroom your sanctuary? I know you want it to be. How are you going to make it happen today? What's one thing that you can do to move forward on that? Reach out to me and let me know. Christiane@createyournow.com. I cannot wait to hear from you. Click on that link and let's get a coaching call set up. Go out and make today count for something more than what you even thought it would be. Bless someone today. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.